7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Actually, 8:03. No. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Once again, Dubious Goals Committee. Yay. Hello. 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 Oh, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I think I need to pour some tea. Oh, that looks lovely. What do we have today? What do we have in the way of tea today? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, more. Oh, hit me. Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm drinking Dahong Pao again. I'm drinking the good Dahong Pao. Oh, I need it. It's giving me the power. I'm feeling a little bit strange today. You know, my head cold is a lot better. I still have it. I'm still stuffed up. My sinuses are still a little cloggy. But I'm definitely on the downhill slope of this. But the weird thing is last night I couldn't go to sleep. And I finally fell asleep sometime after 4. I woke up and I thought, oh boy, I didn't sleep very well. Why am I so sore? Oh. And I opened my eyes and I was rolling around and I realized, wait, it's still dark outside. I look at the clock. That's because it's 6 a.m. Okay, I slept for 2 hours. Great. And I thought, why am I so sore? So I rolled around for about an hour. And then I actually did fall back asleep for about 3 hours, so we're good, but I'm sore, and I couldn't figure out why I was sore. I got up off the floor, and like, what in the hell? Yeah, and then I looked out the window, and it was kind of windy, and it's overcast, and I thought, okay, I'm feeling the rain. The rain is going to be coming to make things damp and maybe grow some mushrooms for me. So boy, I've got that rain thing going on. It hasn't rained yet, but it's coming. I can tell. Yeah. So, oh, we're going to be taking it easy today. See, the truth is, it's not just the rain. I've been feeling so good lately that I've been going outside a lot and walking around and doing stuff, and I think I've been getting too much exercise because, you know, my muscles are starting to loosen up finally, and so I'm excited about it, and I want to go out and run around and do stuff, but as I'm out doing stuff, I'm just making my muscles all tense again. So yeah, I'm kind of glum today. Let's leave this room. I need to go into the other room. Why? I don't know. Because this is where all the other stuff is. So I was thinking, what exciting and fun thing can we do for Dubious Goals Committee today, since I want to stay indoors and I need to rest. You can't work out every day. You gotta give time for your muscles to recuperate. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm recuperating. So I was thinking, what exciting thing can we do while I'm recuperating? Oh boy. How about this? I could replace that string, that broken string on my bouzouki. That might be exciting. Wouldn't that be fun to listen to? Oh, I could put a new string on my zook, and that would be thrilling for the committee, for the rest of the committee. Oh yeah, let's listen to Tobe put a new string on his zook. And whereas that's not too terrible of an idea, the truth of the matter is, then I would have to do my nails. The nails on my left hand are 2 to 3 millimeters long. And then you'd have to listen to me do my nails on the air. What is this? A pedicure show? That would be fascinating to listen to. And then maybe by the time I get my nails done, I could play my bouzouki, but I haven't played it in so long. I'm not entirely sure I remember how. With all of the cigar box guitars and the other instruments I've been building, plus the synths and other weird stuff that I've been building, I haven't been doing jack with my bouzouki, and I feel terrible. Although I think today is not going to be zook day. But it is going to be music day, because I need some music. And when I couldn't sleep last night, I was listening to some music. And you're probably wondering, Tobe, what were you listening to? What wacky thing were you doing? Well, it wasn't all that wacky. I was listening to some cool stuff. And as the committee is well aware, I am a big fan of slide guitar and all of its variants, including but not limited to, you know, steel guitar, lap steel guitar, pedal steel guitar, and of course Hawaiian steel guitar, which is what I was listening to last night and what we're going to listen to right now. Oh, thanks, digital media. Perfect cue up, but then no, it doesn't start when I want it to. Thank you. That is a song called Moana Chimes. And I would love to tell you who that performer is as the surf rolls in. But I do not know his name. He just has a channel called Hawaiian Steel Guitar. And he's pretty dope. I was listening to a lot of his stuff last night. I love that stuff. I love Hawaiian Steel. I fell in love with that sound when I was a child. My parents, I don't remember exactly all the details, but my parents must have had a couple of records or something. Because I remember hearing that when I was young and thinking, wow, that is just, what a wild sound. I love it. And we need to all thank the Hawaiians for inventing slide guitar, because they did. They did. It is an indisputable fact, no matter what anybody in Nashville, Tennessee tries to tell you. The truth of the matter is the Hawaiians invented this. And that is straight up the truth. If you trace the evolution and the travel of guitar across the globe, basically what happened was Spanish guitars were obviously making it their way into Mexico when Mexico was a Spanish territory. By the mid-1850s, 1860s, Mexican cowboys started taking their guitars with them when they went to Hawaii, thereby introducing the Spanish guitar to Hawaiians. The Hawaiians then took the instrument and made it their own by open tuning it and thereby inventing Hawaiian slack key guitar. And then around 1895 or thereabouts, a 16-year-old kid, a child, whose name I can't remember. Is it Johnny something, something Hawaiian? What is that kid's name? I can't remember. He started messing around, and this kid decided he didn't want to hold the guitar like everybody else, and he put the guitar down in his lap. And then he experimented with sliding things on it, and when a few years later, when he went to school, with the help of a white missionary teacher, he developed the steel bar that he then used to note the guitar, thereby inventing slide guitar. He taught that to all his buddies. Slide guitar then makes it to the mainland about 20 years later. And then when that happens, everybody sees this slide guitar business and they pick it up. The country guys pick it up. And if you listen to old, early country where you're listening to, you think you're listening to pedal steel guitar, you're not. And that is some straight up Hawaiian stuff too. And then blues guys picked it up, said, yeah, this is pretty dope. And slide guitar then just went crazy from there. And I'm a big fan. All kinds of good flavors of slide guitar. We got Hawaiian, we got blues, and of course we have surf and all that cool stuff. Awesome. Do I need to start a surf band? Yeah, I probably do. But the first thing we're going to need is some cool steel guitar. And I don't have one, so that means I have to build one. Which wouldn't be all that tough, because once again, there's not much to it. Now, with a normal guitar, you need a box and you need a stick. With a steel guitar, you don't even need the box. Just get a stick. Just get a plank of wood. Get a skateboard. Get an ironing board. Get anything. Put some strings on it. Put some pickups on it. And it's time to go crazy. Yes, I think that's what I will do. I think I will build a steel guitar. And start a weird steel surf band. Oh, yeah, and speaking of surf and surfing, yeah, that's another thing that the Hawaiians gave us. So, thank your local Hawaiian friends, wherever they may be. I have a great appreciation for Hawaiians, Hawaiian culture, and Polynesian culture in general, but you know who isn't Hawaiian?
Why are you gonna get it now? What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Yeah,
give me
Kirk.
Something fast. Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Kirk Cameron is so very obviously not Hawaiian. Nothing about him or 1981,
hey,
Mom.
That shines.
Shut up.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've just been wishing that we were Hawaiian so we wouldn't be such greasy little fools in the kitchen. Kirk Cameron. Kirk Cameron does not play steel guitar. He doesn't play slide guitar. Kirk Cameron has no nyampasu. How does that even happen? How's that possible? How can you be a human being on this earth and have no nyampasu?
Nyampasu!
You really gotta wonder with all this digital media.
Nyampasu! Nyampasu! Nyampasu!
Which means we now need to go right into, that's right, Yabure Kabure.
Pichi pichi. Pichi pichi. Nyanpasa. Yoku wakaranai kedo, donmai nano. Goro goro. Ojuice irimasen ka? Piman jiru, komatsuna jiru, horensou jiru. Ne, asagohan no jikan da. Uchi daisharaku yaritai. Shinkansen gokko.
Oh, yare yare.
Every time. So I guess we need to take attendance. Also find out if we can fund Blenda.
Okay, Blenda.
Oh, now see, this is what I'm talking about. Should we get some funding for this? Should I fund it?
Fund it.
Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Okay, where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
See, this is what I'm talking about. No! Oh, my God!
Oh, Ghost Bear, I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
That's because he got killed by Ghost Bear. Oh, poor Ted. Ah, Ted. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Slide guitar. And if we're going to do some slide guitar, we're going to probably have to do some Justin Johnson. So let's see what he's been doing lately. Oh, digital media. Okay. Oh, yeah. Justin Johnson. That guy can play the crap out of a guitar. That's for certain. And I like it. Oh. My lower back is a little bit weird today. I wonder if I should put my back brace on. I probably should, but I kind of don't feel like it. What I feel like doing is listening to some more music. But that's not going to happen right now. You're going to have to wait another 90 seconds because Harry Larry is coming up next with Something Blue. So stay tuned for that. And let me tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every single day, no exceptions, at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. It's time for me to eat a salad and listen to Harry Larry, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. Net.